Well, time to bring you my celebrity guest this afternoon here on Sub Australia. Now, if you're watching Big Boss 14, there was a bit of a surprise eviction this week, midweek eviction as it's known. And I've got the model himself, the Punjabi Munda himself. It is Shehzad Adil who joins me live on the radio, fresh from the Big Boss 14 house. Shehzad, how are you doing?
Hi, Raj. Thanks for having me.
It's really good. Though it's really good to talk to you, I was expecting you to stay in the house a little bit longer.
I was expecting myself to stay in the house till the very last day, obviously. And had it been in the hands of the audiences, I would have been there. There was no chance that I would have gotten out. See, according to me, if you ask me, the elimination was supposed to be by the public, by the audience. And that did not turn out to be the way I imagined. For continuously 2 weeks back to back, the showmakers decided to have in-house elimination, and that's never happened in the history of Big Boss.
Mm.
Okay, I agree. You are the showmakers. You can do whatever you want. But in the history of Big Boss, there are two scenarios in which a contestant can save himself or herself. First is by the audiences. If that is not the case, then the contestant can save himself or herself by performing in the tasks. In my situation, I was provided none. I wasn't given a chance to be saved by my well wishes, by my audience, by the people who love me, support me, my fans. And second, I wasn't even allowed to perform in the task. So
yeah,
it was a very disappointing thing for me. And that's the reason that I am out of the show.
Shehzad, I mean, I can tell in your voice, kitna dard hai in your voice, and obviously a little bit of kind of unfulfillment.
It's shocking, yeah. I'm just coming to the terms with it. And because since I'm out right now, let's just be very specific. Even just from UK, I'm getting at least 1,000 messages a day, 1,000 to 1,000 messages a day, just from UK. It's difficult for me to just pick and choose the country. But all over the world, I mean, if I can just share a story with you.
Yeah.
Canada and UK specifically, people have found proxy websites, VPNs, to hack the system by which they can vote sitting in UK and Canada in India. So the voting is happening on a website called Voot, Voot.com. And only Indians, people residing in India can vote on that website. My fans in UK, in Canada, have found a way to vote while they're in UK and Canada.
So, you know what? That just shows how much love you're getting globally.
Exactly.
You know, Canada, UK, you know, you're getting that kind of love.
As much as I'm disappointed, I'm more sad for them.
Mm.
Because they did not get a chance to see me. They did not get a chance to save me.
So now what? What are you going to be doing now? What's next for Shehzad Adil? What are we going to see from you?
I'm into singing in Punjab. My debut song is getting out in the next 1 week.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna shoot for 2 more songs, and I'm gonna just keep on entertaining people, keep on loving people the way I do, and I expect the same from them, and I'm sure that they'll be doing the same. And it's just gonna be this family is just gonna get larger and larger.
That's what I'm saying, Shehzad. Don't be heartbroken too much, because I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of opportunities for you. The platform has been massive. I mean, Big Boss, you can't get bigger than that. So in terms of your profile, it has obviously expanded globally, as you just mentioned. So all is at loss. I was gonna ask you about this song, because I've heard obviously that you're releasing a song. So what do me a little preview of it? I think it'll be great to hear it in the UK.
Right now. The company that I'm signed up with wouldn't like that, because it's a debut. So yeah, just wait for a week and we would be doing this interview once again.
Okay. Chica, Shehzad, quickly about the other contestants. I've got literally 1 minute before the news comes on. I just want to quickly ask you, who was it? I mean, we saw your interaction with everyone in the house. Who is your winner in the Big Boss house now? I mean, Big Boss is going to come to an end tomorrow, who would you want to win?
Jasmine. For sure, because she is very organic, she's very real, she's just like me. So if she likes someone, she's gonna say it on their faces. If she doesn't like someone, she's gonna be very vocal about it. She's not gonna hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these qualities, she's also very strong. I mean, in one of the tasks, there's a guy called Ejaz in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Ejaz just tried very hard with all his strength to snatch a thing away from Jasmine. And I was myself amazed and shocked to see the kind of strength that she has being a girl in a physical situation with a guy. See, okay, I'm all for equality, but the strength between a girl and a guy is not comparable.
Yeah.
So she's very strong, and she's got a very strong point of view. She's got very strong opinions, and that is something that people like about anyone's personality. So Jasmine, I think, is definitely in top two.
Shahzad, one thing that I liked about you, and I mean, if you see me on Twitter, I've actually been praising you because I did actually like you in the house. There was something about you, even the initial parts when you were actually in the house, the way you spoke to Nikki Dhambolli, you know, it's very kind of cutthroat. It was very kind of to the point. You said it as it was. You know, you weren't talking about her behind her back, and obviously
get along with people, you have to have same point of views, and you get along with just like-minded people. You wouldn't just get along with someone who is just picking up a fight or picking up choosing points to just get attention unnecessary. Okay, so if I have to just narrate a story to you, I can just tell you that one of the days that I was inside the house, there was a task every day that we had to choose just 7 articles of clothing.
Yeah.
For everyone combined, not just one person can get 7 articles of clothing. Everyone combined could just get 7 items of clothing. And if we couldn't come to a consensus, if we couldn't come to a conclusion, then the food would have stopped that day. The lunch wasn't being prepared. And you know what this girl wanted? A pair of sandals.
You know, I don't know if she was real. You know, Shahzad, I don't know if she was real or whether she was doing it.
A pair of sandals, and she didn't budge in. She didn't agree to the logical conclusions that okay, there was someone who did not have any makeup on, and she was doing the same thing. She was wearing the same clothes for 3 continuous days. So we couldn't agree to a point, and I was like, "What in?" What under the sky have I signed up for?
Yeah.
And the lunch, I mean, that particular day, she finally gave in at 5 o'clock in the evening, and lunch was prepared at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine, how can I be talking to a person who has that sort of thinking?
But it's good to have someone like that in the house, just to kind of great people up.
Personality, yeah, but I couldn't just get along with me.
Okay. Well, do you know what, Shahzad? I could carry on talking to you. I mean, it's been lovely having you on my show. And I do want to wish you all the best with Big Boss. Not Big Boss, your future, as in your next thing, your first song that's coming out in a week's time. And if there was an opportunity for Big Boss 14 and a wild card entry, because there are going to be wild card entries, I assume, soon.
They're going to be.
Yeah. Tell me, I mean, if you were given that chance, would you go back in the house?
I would love to go back into the house, but it's not because I want to prove a point or I want to just go and pick a fight with someone or clear my grudges with anyone. No, it's not going to be because of that. It's just going to be for my fans, for the audience, for the public, because they deserve this.
Yeah.
The kind of love that they've been pouring my way, the way they've been supporting me, they need this thing to just have that thought, okay, we are going to decide this person's destiny.
Yeah.
We are going to see if we like him or not. We're going to push him out of the show. We're going to keep him in the show. I just want to do it for them and just give them that chance. Okay. Because I'm getting a lot of disappointing messages. See the kind of zone that I'm in right now. It's not because I am out of the house. It's the kind of things that I'm reading. Okay. There were so many expectations. They were all in. And this is when I was performing. It's not like I wasn't doing anything in the house.
Yeah,
so I just want to do it for them because they're the ones who will make me or break me, not anyone inside the house.
And Shahzad, no one has that power. If you were to go back in the house, would you do anything differently or would you just carry on as you were?
See, even right now when I went inside the house, there was no strategy. The only strategy was, which is the best strategy in the world, is that be yourself, be real, be organic.
Yeah.
Be you. Because it's a reality show. And if you're not real, just why not just go do a fiction show or a TV serial?
Yeah.
So just be yourself, be real. And if the audiences like you as a person, they will go all out for you. And that has happened in my case. I mean, when I went inside the house on social media, on one particular platform, I had just 20,000 followers. Today, I'm more than 120.
Wow.
In just 12, 15, 2 weeks, 14 days.
ਸੀ ਇੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਯੂ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਲਵ ਫਰਮ
ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਰਾਤੋ ਰਾਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਪੋਸਟ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਹਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਚ ਕਮੈਂਟ ਮਤਲਬ ਆਮ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਕਮੈਂਟਸ ਔਨ ਅ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਪੋਸਟ
ਇਨਕ੍ਰੈਡੀਬਲ absolutely brilliant
yeah.
So if there was an eviction tomorrow who would you like to see out of Big Boss 14 next
okay I'll give you a flip situation
sure.
If I go in just for one day
mm-hmm.
and there's a voting tomorrow mm-hmm. I wouldn't get out
you wouldn't
I wouldn't no chance just put me in the house tomorrow and do a voting tomorrow evening
mm-hmm. And if you were to evict someone, who would it be?
See, that would be John, and not because I have some personal grudge against him or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's not fit for the show. He's a very sweet guy. He's a sweetheart. And you need to have a strong personality. You need to have a strong opinion, strong point of view. It can be right or wrong. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have a strong thought.
Mm-hmm.
And he's someone who is easily influenced, who is not being taken seriously just because he's sweet. So that kind of a personality doesn't belong to a show like Big Boss.
Yeah. See, I mean, I thought
because
the same. I thought the same as well, Shehzad, but I don't know whether he's playing a strategy of his own and maybe he wants to become this kind of person that's sitting on the fence and he's being likable by everyone because there are quite a few of them that like him. So we don't know. Maybe it's his strategy and it's so far winning and it's, you know, it's working for him. So you never know. It's one of those things, isn't it?
I beg to differ on this one. It's not winning because I got poll results. I saw how the voting was going.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 100, there were 5 people nominated, right? Me, Nick, me, Rubina, Jasmine, Abhinav, and John.
Yeah.
Both Nikki and both Rubina and Jasmine have got 32 and 31% votes each.
Yeah.
I have got 21%.
Wow. Okay.
Abhinav has got 14%.
Mm-hmm.
John's just got 2% votes.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I think that says it all, really.
So I don't know. I am not really sure if the public is really liking him. because I have the numbers with me now that I'm out.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie.
They don't lie. Shehzad, I just want to say thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking to you. We'll talk again when your song is out. I wish you all the best with that. And yeah, all the best
thank
with your future
you
work
so
as
much.
Well.
Thank you for having me. And it was lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Shehzad. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.